'Tis the season of renewal, Easter, Passover, and daffodils. Along with the longer days comes the return of baseball. It may be hard to believe after our harsh winter, but in 2 weeks the season opens at Fenway Park in Boston and at McCoy Stadium in Pawtucket. Along with mountains of snow, this winter brought word that sent shivers through Rhode Island's baseball world. The new owners of the Pawtucket Red Sox, long the Boston Red Sox top minor league team, seek to move the team to a new stadium to be built on Providence's downtown waterfront. Pawtucket isn't pleased about this, naturally. The birthplace of America's Industrial Revolution has faced hard times in recent decades. Now the departure of the Paw Sox will further erode the economy of this proud yet faded city. Pawtucket's loss could be Providence's gain. A new stadium could serve as a magnet for economic activity in the heart of the capital city. The new owners of the team, which include Red Sox president Larry Lucchino and Providence power broker James Skeffington, want to build the stadium on land left vacant by the relocation of Interstate 195. So far, there's been too much hype about this proposal and not enough clarity. So let's take a break from the cheerleading and the naysaying of some of the state's politicians comparing a state subsidy for a new stadium to the fiasco that became 38 Studios. Lucchino is not Curt Schilling, a retired ball player with no business experience who had an adolescent dream of running a video game company. Lucchino's been deeply involved in construction and renovation of such wonderful ballparks as Petco Field in San Diego, Camden Yards in Baltimore, and the improvements at Fenway Park. All those venues have spawned economic development in their surrounding neighborhood. Yet the dream of the 195 Commission and many in Rhode Island's political and business hierarchy has been to use the former highway land, which taxpayers have spent millions rehabilitating, for 21st century knowledge industries that would bring high-paying jobs to the college-rich capital city. A stadium in Providence would not, in and of itself, achieve this aim. It would shift economic activity 6 miles from McCoy Stadium, but the seasonal jobs at minimum wage that a ballpark would bring, such as pumping beer and selling popcorn, are not going to revive the city's withering middle class or attract the educated young. How much in taxpayer subsidies should be spent on a stadium that'll be buried in snowdrifts 4 or 5 months of the year? Andrew Zimbalist, a Smith College professor, is one of the foremost baseball economists in the country. He says, in general, that taxpayer subsidies for a standalone stadium with little else nearby tend not to pay off economically. Yet Zimbalist says there are psychic values to hosting a baseball franchise. As those of us who love baseball can attest, teams create community and civic pride. Seth Yurden, the Providence City Councilor who represents downtown in the nearby Fox Point neighborhood, says his constituents have many concerns about the plan, including noise and traffic. He also questions whether a stadium is the best use of the land. Providence has become mired in long-term tax break deals. Hundreds of the city's acres are not taxable because of nonprofit colleges, churches, and hospitals. Governor Gina Raimondo has struck a reasonable note of caution, yet her administration ought to be closely watched on this one. Pawtucket officials thought they were dealing with her team in good faith, only to discover through a Channel 12 television report that she met with Skeffington and learned of the proposal even before she took office. And some of the new owners, most prominently retired CVS CEO Tom Ryan and retired banker Terry Murray, have been among Raimondo's top campaign contributors. What's needed now is a careful cost-benefit approach. The focus should be on how much the taxpayers will be on the hook to build a mostly privately financed stadium. Let's ensure that civic pride and a collective love of baseball don't trump reason. The 195 land has long been envisioned as a job-creating incubator for our city-state. We shouldn't let the primrose path of home runs and high fives distract us. Once this treasured land is filled, it's gone forever.